It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 767. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow. And also Facebook, facebook.com/MikeTechShow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking the link on my website at miketechshow.com. It's on the left-hand side. And remember to use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial, or you can go right to instanthousecall.com. This show is also brought to you by MagnusBox. If you want secure, reliable, affordable cloud backup, MagnusBox is your answer. Works across multiple platforms, Windows, Windows Server, Mac, Linux. Go to MagnusBox.com and request a demo. When you try it out, you'll be back to purchase it and to become a partner. You will get half price of your monthly platform fee for 3 months if you mention you heard it on the Mike Tech Show. It's easy to use, a single pane to manage all of the backups and to see all the activity, whether it failed, whether it's success, whether it's in progress. Great program, great customer service, and they only sell and resell to partners. That's the way to go. All right, for tonight's show, it's a special dedicated show on phones. I'm going to go through what my wife and I went through for the phone upgrades and changing our main service. That's the main topic. I have lots of great links and lots of things for you to think about. I want to review the next few weeks. So next Thursday, January 28th, a show dedicated to privacy with my guest, Corey Fruitman, the owner of Instant House Call. That's right. He's going to be talking to us about privacy. He has done a lot of great work in culling out the browser alternatives, emails. We'll get into it. We're going to deep dive privacy next week. On February 4th, stories from the trenches that I've already been logging, tips, and following up on emails. Now, I haven't locked this in yet, but February 11th, another guest. And you know, I rarely have guests. If you remember years ago, I had an attorney on who was a Saturday afternoon, and it was talking about LLC versus sole proprietor, and he was given some great business advice. Well, that attorney is going to be my guest, Josh Hummel, and we will be talking about e-discovery. So lots of great things. I have everything already planned out. It's awesome. So last week, my wife and I decided we need new phones, and I've been talking about this so long. I think on the show here, I've been talking about it for years. I got to get away from AT&T. My kids have all been on T-Mobile and loving it. And with their service in Pennsylvania, anytime they've been visiting and over the house, their service has been great. And when they were down here visiting in Florida, I got to see what their service was like, and it was phenomenal. So, given the two main areas that I'm going to be traveling to and from, T-Mobile, definitely the answer. And the reason I begin with this is you need to do your research on coverage before you even go in. Ask around. Find out who has the best service in the areas that you're going to frequent the most. Very important. So for me, T-Mobile, do I go Android and blow up my iPhone and just leave the Apple ecosystem in the dust and embrace Android? I've been talking about it. I've been wanting to do it, but there are two things that kept me in the iPhone world, and that is Apple CarPlay. Having Apple CarPlay in my Highlander, I have a Toyota Highlander 2020 that I lease, and the car I have down here is the Hyundai Tucson. It's a 2019, and again, Apple CarPlay. Can't live without Apple CarPlay. With all the driving, the different traveling, I don't drive a lot, but when I do, I need that. I need to be able to have text messages easy. I got to be able to reply. If I'm in the car, I need to be able to converse easily with clients or my son. It's very important. And Android CarPlay or Android, what they call the Android, anybody I've talked to and I've seen it, Apple CarPlay is better. So that was one big determining factor. The second one, I have still way too many important clients that live in an Apple ecosystem that I got to be able to support. I can't abandon that. Also, my oldest son upgraded from his iPhone 6 on T-Mobile to a 12 Pro Max. Now, that is way too big, and we're going to talk about the individual phones a little later. But he loves the phone, and I decided that's it. I want an iPhone 12. I had to get a 12 Pro, and I'll talk about why. So my wife is a Samsung Android user. Okay, not a problem. They had great promotions where you can get the Samsung S20 FE G5. Well, we go to the T-Mobile store last week, and they are not offering that free anymore. They're offering a OnePlus 8T 5G. And my phone, they're offering a trade-in for my iPhone 7 of $450, which is an incredible trade-in value. And my phone is in mint condition, so I'm going to get the maximum. So we discuss, do we want the OnePlus or do we wait to see the next deal from the new Samsung that's been announced and is coming out soon? Another reason we're at T-Mobile is they have plans for 55 and up. So a couple links already that are going to be in the show notes. Apple CarPlay and the description. Then the T-Mobile 55 and up. Now they have the same plans but for under 55, but you need four people, I think, to take advantage of it, or four lines. Here you only need two. They have three plans. They have an Essentials Unlimited, which is fine, and it's only $27.50, and there's no taxes. You could be under $60 if you sign up for AutoPay. They drop it, you know, they drop some money. So that, I'll tell you, it's unlimited text, talk, smartphone data, 5G at no extra cost. But as you go up plans, they then have the Magenta, which is $35 a line per month. So it's $70 per month. And you start to get more like 3 gig of 4G LTE hotspot. You can get 5 gig of 4G data in Mexico and Canada. We have been in Mexico a couple times. As the Young Convention in Canada. I hope someday we're traveling more and we're, you know, when the pandemic is past us and we can start to travel more. So I start to think about what we want. The next plan is important. Unlimited in-flight Wi-Fi. Then Netflix is free and you can have two screens in high def. You get two times the speed for data and texting abroad, and that's unlimited. There are so many features. When you look at this link, the Magenta Plus is $45 a month. Now remember, I'm paying almost $190 a month on AT&T for not unlimited for our two phones, which we own. So there's no fees in there for the phones. That's just the service. So now we're $90 a month walking in. I'm already going to save $90 a month. When we look at the prices of the phones and we look at the comparisons, quickly I was texting back and forth. My son Ryan was running comparisons, and that is an important link that I am putting in the chat, and it will be in the show notes. And this is a great site where you just pick your phones and it will do a side-by-side comparison. Just start typing and you will get the specs. You can compare the sizes. This is a great site to compare phones that you're thinking about. Maybe you want to compare, and something I did, the Apple iPhone 12 to the Apple iPhone 12 Pro, then the Pro to the Pro Max. So for me, I wanted the iPhone 12. I didn't need the Pro. I don't need better camera. Something you have to know, and T-Mobile only carries the basic phone with no extra storage of the phone for their plans for advertising for their deals. So the iPhone 12, they only carry a 64 gig phone. I absolutely have to have 128 minimum just because of my storage and what I need it for. So they said, we carry the iPhone 12 Pro, which is a minimum of 128, and they have them in stock. No problem. Now, for my wife, in comparing the Samsung versus OnePlus, there were really just two issues. The OnePlus is not waterproof. There is some water resistance, but you can't like drop it in a swimming pool. The Samsung, you can. My iPhone 12 Pro, you can. And there was another disadvantage, which there's no wireless charging on the OnePlus. But right now, my wife doesn't have wireless charging anyway. So with that only being the negative, she's actually getting more RAM, more storage. It's going to be 256 gig. So there's a whole lot of things that she's getting that she didn't have with the Samsung. It's a newer Android version. It's the 11 versus the 10. So there were some nice things. She looked at the phone. That was it. So we start writing up the deal. She gets the OnePlus for free. I get the iPhone 12 Pro, but that comes at a cost. You have to pay taxes on the phone. So be prepared to whip out your credit card, because you pay full taxes from wherever you're at on the full price of the phones, and that's due the day you're getting them. So we have that. Then there is a $30 fee, $10 for the new SIM card, $20 for them to transfer your data. That is not, you can't not get it. So now you add $30. So I end up with $185 that I got to write a check or, you know, use my credit card. Now, here's what they do. They take $50 off my trade-in. And this is where you got to listen to what they're saying, and you got to read the fine print, and you got to ask questions and push. They take $50 and take it off my bill. So this way, when they're financing my phone, I'm really only getting $400, but they did take $50 off up front. I would have rather had that $50 taken off rather than financing it over 24 months. The bottom line, I have to pay $25 a month for my phone, and then I own it for 2 years. So if you take the $90 and add $25, I'm paying $115 versus the $190 that I'm paying for AT&T. So we're getting better services, I'm getting a better phone, brand new. Life is good. Taz in the chat, he says he loves wireless charging, but if you use Apple CarPlay, you can't be wireless charging. You have to be hard cabled in. So I have a wireless charger in my Highlander that I'm not going to use because I'm using Apple CarPlay, which has to be plugged in. They still don't have Apple CarPlay working via Bluetooth, which if they did, I could just have my phone right at my console and wirelessly charging. So very interesting on the situation, not having wireless charging was not a deal breaker. Second, once you get down to the fine print and everything starts happening, that's when you get to learn, are there any other fees? One thing I like is T-Mobile includes taxes when they quote you a price, which is nice. But there was a couple extras that I didn't count on, and I did even read it. Netflix. Well, I pay, what's it, $12, $13 a month? You get Netflix for free. That's right. So, boom, take another $13 off my monthly. Interesting, if you pay three, and now I think it's going up to five, if you pay an extra $3 a month for your Netflix, you get ultra high def 4K, and you can do it on four screens at a time. When I got home, I easily upgraded to the Netflix. As a matter of fact, I did it in the store where I logged into my Netflix account and made that upgrade happen. They send me a link via text, and I was able to quickly make that change. And this was after the data was transferred, which we're going to talk about. That's a whole separate story that I'm going to discuss tonight. The Netflix upgrading my account was a piece of cake. And when I got home and I loaded Netflix on the TV that's behind me, if you're watching the video, oh my, the 4K ultra high def content, when it'll say right at the top, it'll read, you know, that it's ultra high def, looks amazing. So that was a nice feature. So again, saving more per month, getting better service. Another surprise if you have Apple. I received a text. I'm paying $5 a month for Apple Plus TV because I like some of the content. Morning show. There was a couple things that they brought back. Amazing stories, some new ones. If you haven't checked out or if you're getting a new iPhone, Apple will give you 1 year free of Apple TV Plus. So I logged into my account. I accepted that offer. Another $5 a month brought to the party of saving money. So we're literally $70, it's like $75 on the phone bill, $5 on Apple, that's $80, and figure another $10 on Netflix because I'm with the high def, so I'm paying $5. So let's take another $10 off. So now we're $90 a month I'm saving, and I'm increasing my services. That's the way to go. So now, and I'm going to also link the iPhone 12 Pro. I don't see the value unless you are really into video and cameras. And if you want the high, that big screen, which is 0.7 inches bigger, that's the only reason to go to the iPhone 12 Pro Max. I just can't see it. I don't want to carry what could be like a tablet with me. The phone that I love right now, the iPhone 12 Pro, which I'm putting up on the screen, that's big enough. But there is a downside to this. This phone is way thicker than the iPhone 7 that I was used to using, and it is heavier. This is a heavy phone. And you can see the steel around it. Now, it's got the Gorilla Glass. It's got the steel. This thing can take a better hit of a drop and not breaking. I still have a clear case that I put around the phone. And you know, I've dropped it twice. I never dropped my phone. This new phone's been dropped twice with no trouble, with no issues. So taking advantage of all of the new features of iOS 14, the speed increase, because it was such a jump for me, it's just way better. And 5G is amazing. Before the show tonight, I was demonstrating speed tests with 5G. Now, mileage will vary depending on where you are. Where I'm at right now, 5G, I get from 165 meg down to 250. I, outside my house here in Florida, I've gotten 250 down. I've gotten 50 up. Here, I was getting about 30 up when I was demonstrating it, sitting in the room where I'm recording in my office. It is amazing, the speeds of 5G. I now can realistically use my phone as a hotspot if I'm in that situation. So very, very nice. And my wife can use it as a hotspot. And now that we have unlimited, she can actually have Netflix on her phone. She can have the Sirius XM radio and just play it as long as we want. We don't have to worry about data. And that is a nice relief. So now all this, it's happy, happy, life is good. Well, there are some issues. Let's begin with my wife's phone. The next link that will be in the show notes is the OnePlus Switch app, which is great. This is what you would use to switch via making sure you're moving all your data from Bluetooth across the two devices, the Android to the Android. Now, we had no problem here because she was still keeping her old phone, but we're also talking like 70 gig of data of pictures and video. And now I backed that all up the night before on my computer just in case. Didn't know what was going to happen here. So all she really cares about is her photos. I made sure we had all that. My phone was backed up to iCloud, no problem. So here, the transfer was taking forever. My phone, and I'm going to talk about the iPhone, there are three methods to transfer your apps from iPhone to iPhone. And one of them is this, a quick start, where you can place the two phones within Bluetooth range of each other. And as you're setting up the new phone, you can answer the questions and have it automatically transfer. That worked phenomenally. Not only for me, I've had two clients where I didn't even have to be in the room with them. We did it remote where they started it when they bought a new iPhone and they switched with no trouble. Unless you have a SureWeb exchange hosted for your main email where they only allow three devices. Now, I have two iPads and my phone. Now, I knew this going in that I was going to have some difficulty because I didn't want to delete the device until that I'm currently on my main iPhone 7 until I knew I was transferred. So I knew there was going to be some troubles, and there were. My new phone could not pair up with SureWeb, even with the right password, because I was out of devices. I only had three. Everything else worked perfectly. It remembered everything. It remembered passwords. It transferred beautifully, everything except that. But remember, my contacts, my calendar, everything's based on ActiveSync, an exchange hosted connection. So we basically left T-Mobile with both our phones not finished and not completely transferred. So you have to be ready depending on your situation. Now, had we waited a couple more hours, my wife's phone would have finished. But I didn't have that time. I had to get back. There were clients that I had to connect to, appointments. I had a meeting. So it was just, we were just in the T-Mobile store just way too long because it just takes time for everything. So make sure you block out a lot of time for going into the store. And we were the only people in the store. There might have been like one other person, two other people that came in that had some quick things. They were paying a bill or doing something. We basically monopolized one of the guys almost the whole time. So, because then we had to choose the phone. Did we like it? What were we going to do it? Then they had to write everything up and then make the payment. And luckily, we're doing that while we're transferring data. It was just taking too long. So we came home. And when you stop the transfer with the OnePlus switch, you have to start it over. It didn't really continue. Now, I blame the tech at T-Mobile for not stopping it properly. And I believe if there's a way to stop it where you can pause it rather than stop it, and we should have paused it, he stopped it. And so I basically had to start from scratch. Now, that was okay. My wife didn't need the phone for a few hours because she was starting to work remote and she can't use her phone at that point. So I put the two on the island. I restarted the app, answered the questions, boom, it started just transferring. And it took a few hours and everything transferred perfectly. For me, I had to go to the SureWeb admin panel. Then I had to delete my old device. Now I was able to pair up my device and connect for email. And then all the contacts, the calendar, everything's coming down perfectly. Now, I did have to repair my phone to the two cars, and that's, again, piece of cake. That's easy, usually just pairing up. Now, the app for OnePlus Switch, I don't know if it has to be a OnePlus or it is an incredible app, and it just transferred everything beautifully from the Samsung Android to the OnePlus. Now, there's lots of programs out there. So some of the links for tonight is the methods of transferring for an iPhone, which you can always back, you can always restore from iCloud. So I have that link. I also have the link for OnePlus Switch. So you want to investigate what phone are you going to be going from and what phone are you going to? And then you need to investigate what's the best switch. You can't just trust the T-Mobile tech. Now, some of them are going to be good. Some of them, you know, they're going to, you know, the speed will vary. So which one, you know, do they all know what they're doing? Can't guarantee that. So make sure you do some homework before you go in. Make sure you know the plan. What's the plan going to cost? Look at their deals. Understand which phone you're going to get. If you're going to stay Apple to Apple, it's a piece of cake. It's not for the Switch. If you're going to Android, again, the utilities are there. They're free, and they can start it for you for that data migration that you're going to have. So now, all of this, and there was another bonus, and this bonus I really, really want. T-Mobile. This is just an extra carrot. I sound like a T-Mobile shill, but there is T-Mobile Tuesdays. So every Tuesday, you have the app. They offer free stuff. Now, some are really nice. There's one coming up. It's 10 cents off a gallon of gas if you go Tuesday to Shell. Well, I'm going to plan to fill up my car. My car is on Tuesday. Why not? Going to get 10 cents off a gallon. You know, definitely do it. Something that happens every year, and I relied on one of my sons for their login and password for this. For T-Mobile Tuesdays, if you're a baseball fan, you get the Major League Premium TV package, meaning you can watch any game anywhere. And that normally costs you $129 a year. You will get that free every year for the last few years since my kids went on to T-Mobile. There's a T-Mobile Tuesday right before the start of the season, and let's hope they don't stop that. But I'm a baseball, big baseball fan, so having that app and not having to pay for it and to be able to use the app on my TV for MLB TV, whether I'm going to use it on my phone, my computer, I can watch four games at a time. This is great. And now, to really be a pig about this, if I have two accounts, I'm going to try something. where on my three screens here during baseball season, I think technically I could watch 8 games at a time. Not that my brain could even concentrate on that, but just having the 4 is fine. So that's just another plus. Now, this week, I just didn't have time to go to a T-Mobile store because if you did, you could get a free scarf. So some things, yeah, they want you to get into the store. You don't have to buy anything, but of course they're going to try to sell you something. But you can go in and get free stuff. Some stuff is pretty good. Other things, yeah, you just pass it. But anyway, a nice little extra called T-Mobile Tuesdays. So if you are thinking of changing plans and you have good T-Mobile coverage, now remember, they haven't merged the networks yet because Sprint, T-Mobile bought Sprint, and they're working on rolling out where both of those networks are going to be combined. So you're going to get the coverage of Sprint with the coverage of T-Mobile. T-Mobile is definitely a phone company to reckon with, and you should really consider it over AT&T and Verizon. AT&T, rock solid, but I'll tell you, I think part of this could be phone, part of this could be service. Any phone call that I've had since I've had this phone, my clients have said, wow, Mike, you sound better. They sounded better. I sounded better, and I've had no call drops, which I lived with AT&T for just way too long. So that was another problem with AT&T. So I saved money, increased service, a bunch of free stuff, just a no-brainer, no-brainer. So tonight, let's recap. I'm going to have links for the CarPlay, the different unlimited T-Mobile deals, the site to compare your phones, a site from Apple detailing the iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max, a site on OnePlus 8T telephone, the 4 methods to transfer and data migration of an iPhone, the OnePlus Switch. Then I'm going to have Netflix, Apple TV, T-Mobile Tuesdays. That, a bunch of links in the show notes for tonight. That's it. If you buy anything from Amazon, use our link. The link that Carrie Holzman and myself, we share that link. It helps support Mike Tech Show. It supports Tech Vets. It supports Carrie Holzman, the videos that he does. Your price stays the same. You come to miketechshow.com or mikenation.net. You click on the link for your Amazon, for helping support the show for Amazon. Now you add those items to your cart. When you check out, we will get a small percentage for a commission as being an affiliate. That is the best way to help support the shows. We really appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. Thank you. Continue to use it. It just phenomenal. Instant House Call, the best remote access. It's the best thing that has allowed me to be here in Florida and support my customers. I could not live without it. I use Instant House Call every day. This is how I run my business, using Instant House Call. And backups. Tomorrow, I have a new client that I'm setting up some Magnus box, so I'm adding more devices, and it's so nice. They need compliant online backup. I said, I got the solution. This is it. And this is my foot in the door for this client by being able to provide backups. So you got to be able to provide good services at a great price that then makes you a hero. You're going to get more business from them. So setting that up tomorrow. And then, of course, Fab's Auto Backup. My son sold a refurb computer today because someone has an even older system. He's going to be at their place on Monday. And what is he going to do? He's going to have his Fab's Auto Backup ready to transfer the data from the old system to the newer refurbed that we're selling. And that'll happen on Monday. We use that a lot. Matter of fact, he's going to use it on Tuesday. Also, a client bought a new computer and we've set it up And now he's going to have to go to their office and transfer. This is a retainer client that they needed to upgrade one of their employee systems. We pre-set it up already, but now we got to get all the data and all the different settings and the bookmarks. And that's it. So he'll do that with Fabs on Tuesday. And then I think there's Wednesday something scheduled where he's going to be using it. We use Fabs almost every single day. So link will be in the show notes. That's it. Please find time to join us next week or catch next week's show on January 28th. We're going to be live at 7:30 where Corey Fruitman will be my guest and we're going to talk about privacy. It's going to be a great show. Looking forward to it. That's it, everybody. Have a great week. I'll see you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.